Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
11 days ago, Vontaze Burfict hits a Chiefs fullback, Anthony Sherman, coming out of the backfield, away from a play, in the first 5 yards, technically legal. Fullback not bracing for contact because he's not involved in the play, gets blown up. League sends a letter to the Bengals saying they're suspending Burfict, who was suspended 3 games last year for dirty and illegal hits, for 5 games. The Bengals released a statement saying they were aware of the NFL's letter to Vontaze regarding a play in last weekend's game. The film shows that the hit was legal, that Vontaze engaged his opponent from the front, and that contact was shoulder to chest. The club will support Vontaze in the appeal process. Problem is, he's got a track record as maybe the dirtiest player in the NFL. We're asking you, what's your take on what should happen here? By definition, the hit is not illegal. First 5 yards, you can blow someone up as long as you don't hit him in the head. Now, a lot of people on Twitter are saying you got to change this rule before you can suspend him. You can't suspend him for something that's deemed legal. I disagree with that. I think if it's legal but dirty and unnecessary, you can absolutely suspend him, particularly when it's Vontaze Burfict, who plays the game this way all the time. And you've warned and slapped on the wrist over and over again. Same guy that started a team fight in practice a couple weeks ago. He took a shot at Giovanni Bernard's knee, was coming off of a reconstructive knee surgery.
So there's a bit of a gray area on this, certainly within the rule. But the NFL does have a slightly modified rule here, and this is from their website. I was able to pull this, okay? So listen how vague this is. In the interest of protecting players from unnecessary risk, NFL owners voted to give a receiver running a pass route defenseless player protection when a defender approaches from behind or the side. The change prohibits forcible contact to the head or neck area with the crown of the helmet. Once the receiver becomes a blocker or assumes a blocking posture, he no longer has defenseless player protection. Again, this is gray. This
was not Vontaze Burfict's in the clear by that.
This was not a helmet to a helmet, a helmet to a chin, or
he
a helmet to a neck.
He also approaches him directly chest to chest. See, that says from behind or the side.
Well, this was the side, I thought, because the
it
guy's
was not.
I'm looking at it. It looks sideways
video.
To me.
No, when I watched it, it was dead on chest to chest.
I mean, that's
that's
turning to the side, looking
for. He hits
him
in his chest.
I don't know. I guess I have a different interpretation. I see him looking back to the quarterback, which is
he's watching the
head's
quarterback.
His head's not going 180 degrees back. This is the receiver's turning to face the.
I think by the side they're talking about when you see like on special teams coverage when you hit a guy who's running down the field like squarely in the shoulder or whatever. This is. I mean, his helmet is in front of the fullback, not next to it. But regardless, we don't even need. Let's have the better conversation.
Sure. Here's,
than the argument
here's
as
the
to
way
what
I see it. This is a guy that was defenseless, and that's what they're trying to protect. They're trying to protect defenseless players.
And what people are arguing on Burfict's behalf, not necessarily that it was a legal hit, which is part of it, and the Bengals feel that it is. By the way, what they're arguing is it's a preseason game. He shouldn't be suspended for a third of the regular season because of a preseason hit. I disagree with that. You can just as easily end someone's career being dirty, which is what he is in the preseason. You could just as easily end someone's season. Craig is in Manassas. Hey, Craig.
Craig.
Hey, guys. So I'm kind of with you a little bit, Danny. I think it was kind of not. I don't think it was chest to chest. I don't think he was aiming for that. But then regardless, that's not part of it. I think regardless if it's preseason or not, I think it was a dirty hit, and the safety doesn't matter regardless if it's in preseason or regular season. It doesn't matter. Player safety is at safety. And I think he should be suspended for more than 5 games. I believe it should be 10. Like
wow.
You said, he's had a slap on the wrist how many times? And, I mean, if I was his teammates going after your starting running back, when I played football, if he did something dirty like that, there would be some locker room discussions and borderline beatings. You don't go after your starting running back like that.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. I got people tweet me saying, well, you wouldn't feel this way if that was your boy Zach Brown. Zach Brown wouldn't have gotten suspended 5 games because he doesn't have a track record of this.
Yeah,
the
stuff
reason
matters.
He got suspended for 5 games is because if you would have asked me, just or any average football fan a month ago, who's the dirtiest player in the NFL, I would say Vontaze Burfict from the Bengals.
That name would have come up for sure.
I would guarantee you, whatever money you want to bet, that if you pulled NFL players, specifically those in the AFC who play against him, who's the dirtiest player you play against, the highest percentage of respondents would say this guy who had this hit. That's why the 5-game suspension is perfectly okay with me. Will's in Bowie. What's up, Will?
Yeah, I don't understand. If the hit is dirty and unnecessary, it should be illegal. If they don't make it illegal, you can't suspend players for, well, he did bad stuff in the past, so this was kind of borderline. We're going to say, no, you can't adjudicate a game like that.
Well, don't you agree,
you
though,
you can't adjudicate
Will?
A game like that.
Let me ask you a question, though. Don't you agree that you can have a play that is dirty that is not illegal?
Dirty in whose mind?
Dirty in the mind of away from the play. You did something you didn't have to do. In other words, it is perfectly legal for you, if a receiver comes out and is running his route as a play's happening elsewhere, for you to go up and just drop that guy to the field away from the play if he's embracing you. Or you could do what I think most people in common sense would say to do, which is you just kind of engage and play football when the play's on the other side of the field. You could have a dirty play that is not against the rules.
Yeah, but my point is, first of all, by the way, I didn't see the play. Okay, mm-hmm. But I was listening to you guys, and you guys didn't really even see the play in exactly the same way.
True.
That happens a lot. And the other thing that happens a lot is that some people think it's dirty, and other people don't think it's dirty. So what the league needs to do is tell the officials, okay, this is dirty, this is not. If we say this is not a dirty play, you can't suspend the player.
That's a great call.
It's a good call, seriously.
And to his point, you watch that play and you say that is an illegal hit. I watch that play and I say, by way of the rules that you read, I think that is a, quote, legal hit. I think that hit should be illegal. And that's where I agree with Wayne completely and anybody else calling in or tweeting saying, you got to get this play if it's dirty and unnecessary out of the game. 100% agree. By the way that thing reads that you read, it's just about the perception. I view it as he threw his shoulder into the chest of the oncoming fullback who was looking away from him. You see it as he hit him on the side. It's the matter of a handful of inches. What we can both agree on, though, Danny, is that he didn't need to do it, and it was a dirty blow-up hit.
He blindsided a guy that was looking away. I mean,
so that rule needs to be extended to not say behind, or I don't care if you're coming head-on. If a guy's not paying attention and isn't being targeted when the play's nowhere near him, you don't get the chance to run him over.
Yeah, he blindsided a defenseless player. And that's the whole point of these things. Just because we don't have the language yet, I imagine we could get the rules committee together and add some language to fix that because we didn't know we needed it. Because this is not something you typically have to legislate. The same way, by the way, if you're driving down a highway and you see a sign that says wrong way, it means somebody screwed up and someone went the wrong way. That's why you have to put the sign up. Initially, when you put the paved road down, you probably think it's pretty intuitive which way to go. Somebody messed up? Okay, let's build a sign now. Let's build a sign that says, call it the Vontaze Burfict rule. You can't blow guys up when their heads are completely turned and you're looking for blood.
Let's get some thoughts on that, though, because I think it's a really interesting point by the caller, which
is
can you suspend him for 5 and have this hold up if, in fact, by way of the rule book, it's legal? And there's enough debate on that as it is. James Thrash may look at this and see what Danny sees and says, I think he got him on the side. It's illegal. Whereas I'm seeing it like the Bengals saw it, that it was legal. But let's say that it's determined to be legal. Can you still suspend a guy 5 games for a hit that is legal by way of the rule book, but clearly dirty and unnecessary? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Grant and Danny for our pals at EMP 180. Weight loss. We love them. Grant's lost about 70 pounds. I've lost 42, probably now 41 after the big lunch I had, but I know what to do to get back down to where I'm supposed to go.
You'll get back where you need to be.
And maybe take a couple days. But the point is I can. I've got the tools. I got the talent. EMP 180 Weight Loss has given me that gift. They've been incredible to work with. We've basically fostered this community of a bunch of weight loss champions, GP.
Yes, we have. And the coolest thing about it is that our listeners keep us updated at how much weight they're losing as well. Forget about me. Forget about Danny. People like you who just drive around and listen in their cars every day and heard us talking about this company and these commercials said, I might give that a try. And they went into the Tyson's Corner office and they sat down for their consultation. They found out all of their pertinent health information. They got on the program and they've lost 150 pounds in some cases, 50 pounds, 80 pounds, 20 pounds. It's really cool to monitor the progress of all of our listeners.
It's just you doing great work. No surgery needed. Go see these guys and learn how to manage your weight. You can lose it on your own, and they will be there to help you every step of the way. I'm telling you, they're the best. You can do it. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.